91X News.
It's 18 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm April Lawrence. More products have been added to the continually expanding beef recall. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency added dozens of products from Alberta's XL Foods that may be contaminated with E. coli. The recall started September 16th and has since grown to include more than 1,500 beef products sold across Canada. The federal NDP stands opposed to the proposed takeover of Calgary-based energy company Nexen by CNOOC, a state-owned Chinese corporation. New Democrat resources critic Peter Julian says the Harper government has failed to act in good faith and tell people the true consequences of the proposed $15.1 billion deal. Julian warns that more proposed takeovers are also in the works with the same problems involved.
Some people have said it's a tidal wave of takeovers that are coming down the pike, and the government did not prepare for this, did not do its homework, dropped the ball badly. The minister has been completely irresponsible, and we're now in a mess of the government's own making.
The official opposition says foreign investments are crucial for reinforcing Canada's economy, but Ottawa must ensure the investments are not made at the expense of quality jobs. The province is modernizing the way mining companies stake and explore claims in order to be more respectful of Aboriginal communities and private landowners, said the McGuinty government. Mining Act changes include new requirements for notifying private landowners and consulting with First Nations potentially affected by any proposed exploration activity. The government also said new early exploration requirements are designed to help minimize the impact on the environment. The rules were developed in partnership with industry and Aboriginal representatives and are to take effect on November 1st. Premier Dalton McGuinty won't say if the legislation to impose a wage freeze will be a vote of confidence. The wage freeze would affect nearly 500,000 public sector workers and would exempt municipalities, which means police, firefighters, and public transit workers will not be covered. Premier McGuinty said he won't extend legislation to cover municipalities or open existing labor contracts. Today, he intentionally dodged the question of whether the legislation would be a confidence vote. This would mean its defeat would trigger another election. McGuinty says the wage freeze for 481,000 workers in the broader public sector is a key part of his government's plan to eliminate a $14.8 billion deficit. Unions have vowed to challenge the wage freeze bill in court, and the NDP warned it will cost taxpayers even more in the long run if the legislation is struck down, as they predict. American voters who watched last night's debate between U.S. President Obama and Republican challenger Mitt Romney seem to be sticking with their candidate. Aaron Katursky has more on the debate.
Depending on who you talk to, Mitt Romney was either feisty and energetic or testy, and President Obama was either flat and tired or having a conversation with the American people. This Democrat says she was disappointed.
He never attacked Governor Romney on key points. The 47% comment he should have attacked him on.
And this voter scored the debate for Romney.
He seemed actually open, empathetic, sincere. And President Obama seemed nervous.
Despite who they thought won last night, they say their votes for next month have not changed. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Denver.
Facebook, one of the world's largest social networks, has hit a milestone. Reporter Richard Davies says Facebook now has more than 1 billion active users each month.
The Facebook announcement was made in a status posting by the company's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Helping a billion people connect is amazing, humbling, and by far the thing I'm most proud of in my life, he says. Facebook reached 100 million users 4 years ago. Nearly all of its subscriber growth is now overseas.
The company has had some issues lately with trading glitches the day it went public in May, and since then, concerns about its revenue potential. It is also facing lawsuits from upset shareholders. In international news, Turkish artillery is firing on Syrian targets for a second day in a row. Reporter Mark Levy says the shelling is in retaliation of a deadly attack by Syria on a Turkish village.
Turkey is hitting back after a Syrian shell killed a Turkish mother and her three children on the border. Turkey's parliament is working on authorizing unilateral action in Syria, and these two countries used to be allies.
Turkey's deputy prime minister says the shelling is not a declaration of war, but is intended as a warning against its neighbor. Pride events in Serbia are moving indoors this weekend after police in the conservative country banned their pride march. Police banned the parade earlier this week for the second year in a row, fearing a repeat of violence from 2010 when right-wing groups attacked the participants. The authorities also complied with a request from Serbia's Orthodox Church, which called it a, quote, parade of shame. More angry demonstrations happened in Greece today. Protesting shipyard workers marched on government buildings in Athens to demand unpaid wages. In the midst of its severe financial crisis, there have been waves of spending cuts that have led to frequent strikes and demonstrations in Greece. Derek Gatapoulos says the country's government is preparing a major new austerity package demanded by rescue creditors.
The two sides are at odds over how much of the measures should be taken up front, because there's a lack of trust in the Greek government to carry out its commitments. So the debt inspectors from overseas want all the tough measures to be taken next year and not spread out over 2 or 4 years.
Greece's finance minister said the government hopes to clinch a deal with European debt inspectors by next week. That's 91X News to 1205. Brandon White has sports next.
Man, I'm loving the college life.
I hear ya. Tough being on a budget, though. Hard to afford some fun.
Nah, you just gotta know where to go. Take Gateway Brewing Company. They sell amazing, fresh, locally brewed beer, no additives, no preservatives, and it's a heck of a lot cheaper than the commercial stuff.
Get out!
Seriously, a batch of beer costs nearly half as much. Bottle it or grab a keg.
We're gonna be so popular this year.
Gateway Brewing, Quinte's number one microbrewery, featuring ale, lager, and stouts. 33 Ontario Street, Trenton, 394-1010.
Good afternoon, I'm Brandon White with 91X Sports. Baseball's postseason begins tomorrow with a pair of one-game playoffs among the wildcard teams. In the National League, St. Louis travels to Atlanta to play the Braves and their hot starter Chris Medlin. In the American League, Baltimore visits the reigning American League champions, the Texas Rangers. The American League has its first Triple Crown winner in 45 years. Detroit's Miguel Cabrera finished the regular season with the league's highest batting average. He also had the most home runs and RBIs. Carl Yastrzemski was the last player to accomplish the feat. Meanwhile, the Toronto Blue Jays finished with a 73-89 record, avoiding an awful 90-loss season by sweeping the Minnesota Twins in their final series. With no plans to return to the bargaining table, the NHL is expected to officially postpone the start of its regular season today. The puck was supposed to drop on a new season, with four games on October the 11th. The NHL is into its 19th day of the lockout. Another locked-out Canadian NHLer is on his way to the Russian-based KHL. Jets captain Andrew Ladd has agreed to join Avangard Omsk during the NHL's labor dispute. Winnipeg teammate Evander Kane made his debut in the KHL with Minsk earlier this week. One of the NFL's three remaining unbeaten teams is looking to keep its perfect record going as Week 5 of the season kicks off tonight. The Cardinals are coming off a comeback OT win over Miami and are in Seattle to face the 2-2 Seahawks. Houston and Atlanta are also without a loss this season. Milos Raonic is on his way to the quarterfinals at the Japan Open after Victor Troisky retired with an injury. The Canadian was up 3-0 in the first set when his opponent pulled out. The sixth-seeded Raonic will face Yanko Tsarevich in his next match. North Korea eliminated Canada from the Women's Under-17 World Cup with a 2-1 quarterfinal win Thursday. Ryun Sim of North Korea scored in the 78th and 87th minute to send North Korea onto the Final Four. She now has 7 goals in 4 games at the tournament. Nichelle Prince scored with a 20-yard drive in added time for Canada, but by then it was too late to find an equalizer. North Korea is looking for its second win in 3 tournaments, also claiming top spot in New Zealand in 2008. Former Boston Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling might have to sell his infamous blood-stained sock he wore during the 2004 World Series to cover millions of dollars in loans he guaranteed for his video game company, 38 Studios. 38 Studios filed for bankruptcy in June, and Schilling listed the sock as collateral to a bank in September. Schilling also listed a baseball hat said to have been worn by New York Yankees great Lou Gehrig and his collection of World War II memorabilia. The Boston Globe first reported the filing Thursday. 38 Studios was lured to Rhode Island from Massachusetts with a $75 million loan guarantee. The state is now likely responsible for some $100 million related to the deal, including interest. Remember, send us your team or league scores. Be sure to email us at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's April Lawrence with 91X weather.
A mix of sun and cloud today with a 30% chance of showers this afternoon, a high of 22. A few clouds tonight with increasing cloudiness before morning, low of 15. Tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers in the morning, a high of 18. And kicking off the long weekend, cloudy Saturday with a 40% chance of showers, a high of 15. At 12:10, it's 18 degrees, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm April Lawrence with Brandon White. News is next at 1.